Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Press NFL Podcast. It is day two of legal tampering in the NFL and a flurry of action starting roughly about 10 of 10 this morning. And the reason I know that is because the second I got off the air on FPC Radio Live, the announcement of Jacoby Myers heading to the Raiders was made, and yeah, that kind of kicked off a pretty busy day, wouldn't you say so, Braden?
Yeah, for sure. A lot, maybe a lot more big names on the move today, or at least re-signing. That was one that I was kind of surprised to see. Kind of a lot of people were having mixed emotions about Jacoby Myers entering free agency. I thought he was kind of one of the better guys available in kind of a weaker free agent wide receiver class. You're talking about a guy that can kind of play a lot of different roles. And you look at what is around him now in Vegas with Devontae Adams and Hunter Renfrow. He doesn't obviously have to do too much, but just a guy that's very versatile, can play bigger than his size. And I think it's just a really good fit for him with the Raiders.
Yeah, and I guess it kind of almost seems like it should have been a little bit more of an obvious destination given the Josh McDaniels connection. And, you know, now, if you're a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo, you're looking across the field and you're seeing Devontae Adams, you're seeing now Jacoby Myers. And for Devontae Adams, he's becoming less of a focus because, yeah, I think Myers is a pretty darn good receiver. And you put him in this now what is a fairly talented offensive group. Now, we're going to get to one member that is no longer a member of that team. But I don't think it really changes much right now, considering how much time we have between now and the start of the season. And the fact that, like I said, you have Devontae Adams, and now you have Jacoby Myers taking a lot of that attention away. And that's a pretty big, pretty nice 1-2 punch at wide receiver for the Raiders.
Yeah, it's also a guy that I think is a little bit underrated as well as a receiver who can block as well. So you talk about Josh Jacobs, the big year he had last year. Jacoby Myers is somebody that can also help Jacobs in that regard. So, yeah, I think obviously being able to kind of see Vegas put their pieces in play that they are kind of confident in under a Josh McDaniels system, you're kind of starting to see this team take a little bit more shape for what they're going to be in the future. And I think if you're a Raiders fan, you have to be pretty excited about that.
And look, and the reality of it is, this is the first time in Josh McDaniels' coaching tenure, and they've been pretty short in both stops so far. I mean, obviously the Raiders one is current, but, you know, he really hasn't had a quarterback that he wants under center. Now, I mean, you can maybe make an argument for Tim Tebow, but I don't know if he necessarily... I mean, he obviously wanted him. I don't know if he saw him as a long-term solution. I'm not quite sure what was going on there. But obviously, he got rid of Jay Cutler, moved on from Derek Carr. And look, I don't blame him because both quarterbacks are what they are. I mean, Jay Cutler was a talented underachiever. And Derek Carr is, well, you can argue the same exact thing, just in a different way. So it's not a bad thing that he moved on from him. It's just, who does he have to replace him? Now he gets Jimmy Garoppolo, a guy who, albeit has a lot of concerns, you know, when it comes to staying healthy, he is still a guy who is taking a team to a Super Bowl, and you surround him with talent like he has right now. I think that's a pretty good combination. Now, I kind of mentioned that one player is no longer there, Darren Waller, who you would think would be a nice, a nice element to this offense at the tight end position, but he is traded today. A little surprising, maybe? No? Yes?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I know there's been some speculation just kind of listening and talking to other people that there was at least a chance that maybe he was a trade candidate this offseason. So for some, maybe not 100% surprising. I think the toughest thing for him, obviously, the injuries the last couple of years is kind of really taking him out of that top five or so tight ends in the NFL. So doesn't mean he can't turn it around. I think it's a good situation for him with that change of scenery with the Giants. You're talking about a Daniel Jones that has gotten better, at least throwing into the middle of the field. And we saw the turnovers go down for him last year. So the Giants, I think they, for the most part, they got their blocking tight end in Daniel Bellinger, who will be entering his second year next year. So hopefully he stays healthy, but I think obviously a guy that's worked hard to get to this point, if he can stay healthy, I think that's a nice change of scenery for him.
Yeah, and speaking of wide receivers, and that's a position that didn't have any movement yesterday. Obviously, Jakobi Meyers we just talked about, but there's other wide receiver news across the board. One, you have Mike Thomas staying in with the New Orleans Saints, restructuring his deal, which was, you know, that was kind of up in the air at first this season or going into the offseason, whether or not he was going to be back. Obviously, as it turns out, he will be back. So that's obviously a good thing for New Orleans. I wonder how much, obviously, the Carr acquisition had to do with that. You bring in Derek Carr. You want to keep Mike Thomas. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, even if he is a little, you know, banged up or has been banged up. His restructured deal has a lot of incentives to it. So very interesting to see what's going to happen with him and Derek Carr. Speaking of quarterback drama, we haven't mentioned that Aaron Rodgers has yet to sign. We kind of have a feeling that it's going to happen very soon. But the New York Jets have signed Alan Lazard, and what is turning out to be one of the most transparent setups for the announcement of Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets than I can remember, because clearly it looks like they're going after the guys that he wants and guys that he is familiar with. This signing is again all but confirming what I think we all believe right now, and that is, well, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a New York Jet, and Alan Lazard and possibly more will be coming along with him.
Yeah, I was laughing a lot the last few hours or so, just kind of looking at all the jokes on Twitter and everything. It's really interesting to kind of see really kind of the full circle kind of transition that this has taken, kind of for the most part, very similar to Brett Favre and just how those two careers have kind of been mirrored so far. So it's Alan Lazard's a guy I think that for the most part has obviously improved over his career. So I think for the Jets, if Rodgers eventually does go there, it's a good opportunity for him when you have Garrett Wilson, last year's offensive rookie of the year. So I kind of look at Lazard as probably being at the top of maybe the second tier of this year's free agent wide receiver class. Big body, but it's going to be interesting to just see how he's going to mesh maybe in that new offensive system in New York.
Well, you also have to consider, and this is something that I brought up on FPC Radio Live this morning, and then this was prior to the Jakobi Meyers signing, so we were discussing the fact that no wide receiver has moved, and I brought up the question of whether or not that has anything to do with Aaron Rodgers, and in particular, a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., who in the past has expressed interest in playing with Rodgers. He would have an opportunity to go back and play in New York, albeit not for the Giants, but for the Jets. And all of a sudden you have Odell Beckham Jr., Alan Lazard joining this already talented Jets offense, obviously without a quarterback currently. Assuming Aaron Rodgers comes along, that's a pretty good setup for them. So I have a feeling that the Jets aren't done yet. Obviously, the announcement of Aaron Rodgers acquisition will be coming, forthcoming. But I also think they might be still looking to add to that offense.
Yeah, and it's really kind of interesting to look at Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, with the way the free agent class is, he actually might be the best option when it's all said and done. I mean, the injuries are very concerning, but I think you look at just the ability he has when he's healthy. There's really so much he can do, I think, for an offense in all three levels of the field in the passing game. So just to kind of think where we were in December, thinking maybe there's a chance he'll join a playoff team, and then now possibly being the best wide receiver free agent option. It's really just kind of a wild ride that we've seen Odell go on here since that Super Bowl 56. So I'm just going to be fascinated to see the money he gets wherever he goes. I know with Kansas City, that's kind of been a name that's been floated around specifically. But it seems like it would be a very incentive-laden deal if he were to come to the Chiefs, if that were to happen. But if the reports are true, I mean, it's looking like he's kind of asking for 15 plus million, which would maybe be the most of any free agent wide receiver this year.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think very clearly he has the most upside or most potential of any free agent. That I think that's clear. I mean, like you said, the biggest factor is being injury, and then to some extent age, because you know he is kind of entering that stage where sometimes wide receivers just fall right off. You know, we saw it with Julio Jones, where he was all pro wide receiver, and then just all of a sudden wasn't. And obviously, I'm not saying that happens to everyone, but you know, again, that's a concern, especially when you're planning on doling out, like you said, $15 to $20 million a year for what, 2, 3 years? I mean, who knows what's that,
Right.
what that's going to turn out to be. So, one of the other interesting moves of the day, and it wasn't a trade, or I'm sorry, it was a trade. It wasn't a signing. It was the trade of Stephon Gilmore to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, you know, it's an interesting dynamic they have in Dallas now. You have Trayvon Diggs, who, again, great playmaker, does a lot of things, good and bad. Stephon Gilmore is more the professional. You know, he's going to lock down his area, his assignment, and very rarely make a mistake. So, you know, on the surface, you got to figure that this is a slam dunk move for Dallas to bring in a guy like Stephon Gilmore, who can very clearly still play.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is this guy just seems to keep getting better and better. The older his age gets, it's one of those guys that's a little bit more silky smooth corner than some of these physical styles that we've seen enter the league in recent years. So I think he's just really good at kind of almost frustrating opposing receivers and kind of baiting them into making the wrong move or the wrong decision on certain routes. So it just seems like the turnovers he can create is almost very different. The Trayvon Diggs, so it's a little bit more of a patient style, where Diggs is going to be a little bit more attacking. So, really interesting dynamic with Trayvon Diggs, and also with the Eagles re-signing James Bradberry. I mean, it's starting to really get interesting for opposing wide receivers in the NFC East now that Stephon Gilmore is in Dallas.
Yeah, and look, I mean, that's a good move by the Eagles. I mean, they obviously are seeing some of their guys move on because of, well, you know, success does that to you. Yeah, I really like that move for Dallas. I think a big fan of Stephon Gilmore. Obviously, he's not Defensive Player of the Year, Stephon Gilmore, but he's not too far off because I think he struggled through some injuries there for about a season or so. But what we've seen in his most recent play is that he's still a pretty solid guy, and certainly more, probably more, that's probably downplaying it a little bit. He's more than solid. He's on the elite tier still in my estimation. So before we let everyone go, what other moves to you kind of stood out? Because like I said, I think we definitely saw a few more moves, and to your point, a few bigger names were on the move today.
Yeah, I guess one that's really interesting. I guess we'll stick in the NFC East is running back Rashad Penny to the Eagles. Kind of obviously signifies the end of Miles Sanders probably going back there, but Penny, as much as he kind of was, struggling early in his career with Seattle, really kind of put it together late in 2021 and then early last season. The production's been there. Obviously, had a nasty injury that ended his season, I believe, in October last year. So going to be having to come back from that, but on the field recently, he's really started to put it together, and we know how good that Eagles offensive line can be, how much they're going to be able to run the football. So that could be a sneaky, savvy move for the Eagles, adding to an already really great team.
Yeah, and exactly. I think the Miles Sanders exit was, you know, kind of anticipated, you know, not 100%, but at least anticipated prior to that signing. And like you said, that signing kind of all but sealed his fate with Philadelphia. So, obviously, tomorrow, you know, if you're listening to this episode on Tuesday, the 14th of March, you may be listening to it days after. It doesn't really matter. But if you are listening on Tuesday, that means tomorrow is the actual start of NFL free agency. So a lot of these deals are going to be have pen to paper, which will make things official. And from what we've seen on social media, it looks like Aaron Rodgers will be on the Pat McAfee show tomorrow at noon Eastern time. So perhaps we will finally get an answer to the saga. If not, I don't know if I can talk about it anymore. It would frustrate me. So, say stay tuned, because I'm sure we will be on tomorrow afternoon at some point to react to the officialness of Aaron Rodgers officially going to the New York Jets. Officially, right? That's where I'm at right now. So in the meantime, give us a follow on Twitter at Full Press NFL, and of course, search the Full Press NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, everyone, and we will talk to you soon.